So today we're making the announcement for the new Southern Regional Training Center, and it'll be here in Bentonville. So can you tell me a little bit about why you chose Northwest Arkansas for the site of this and why you chose to partner with Northwest Arkansas Community College?
The vision always was to have four university or college partners, one in each region of the country, that would disseminate the undergraduate and graduate reforms. And we had always intended to have at least one community college because so many police officers and daycare providers and nurses and other frontline professionals who interact with maltreated children have a two-year degree. So NWAC has a large body of criminal justice students and nursing students and others who fit that bill ideally, and they were very enthusiastic. They're very supportive from the beginning. Already in Bentonville, we had done a number of trainings here. The local Children's Advocacy Center oversees what we call our Child First course that teaches professionals throughout the state to interview young sexually abused children. So there's already a good infrastructure here for something massive, something that could change the country.
So why is it important to have these four regional sites?
It's critically important for two reasons. One, 20 years of research and the universal experience of every police officer, prosecutor, social worker, doctor, psychologist, nurse, all of us on the front lines have been inadequately trained at the undergraduate and graduate level. So that's not going to change until we enlist the support of colleges and universities in changing that. So that was critical to have four, one in each region of the country, that would take a leadership role in changing that. And second, we need to have an infrastructure to provide ongoing training for professionals in the field. And it needs to be intensive classes, hands-on, and inside a laboratory where you can practice skills. So our vision is with the four regional centers that between them they do 60 weeks of intensive ongoing training for professionals in the field. We've already been doing that at some level here at NWAC, but when the facility is completed, we'll be able to do it at an even higher level.
So as the Southern Regional Training Center, what will some of the college's responsibilities be?
They have three responsibilities: continue to maintain the Child Advocacy Studies curriculum and help other colleges and universities throughout the South implement that. Second, continue to work with us as we implement in states our Child First Forensic Interview Training Program. And third, be the hub where professionals from throughout the South can come here for ongoing training and technical assistance and other free resources so that they are always cutting edge in their service to children.
And today they're also announcing a capital campaign to help with the remodeling of this building. Do you know some of the details of that fundraising effort?
I know they're trying to raise $3.5 million, which is about what it cost us for our facility in Winona. I know the facility will be state-of-the-art. It'll have five courtrooms. We can do basic and advanced trial advocacy. It'll have a two-story house where students can practice their skills before they are actually going into houses where maltreated children may dwell. It'll have forensic interview rooms, special classroom for online crimes against children training. With the exception of our existing facility in Winona, it will be only one of two such facilities in the world. It truly is remarkable what is about to be constructed here.
Is there anything else you'd like us to know?
Child abuse touches all of us. Study after study says, you know, one out of four women, one out of six men have been sexually abused as children. Every year we're spending over $100 billion dealing with the aftermath. It is the feeding system for so many social ills. And so if we can get a handle on child abuse, that will positively impact all of us. We all have a stake in this.
Thanks so much for your time.
Thank